Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters. And today on Take 5, I would like to discuss one of the most aggravating problems I've found as a connected educator, getting colleagues to join Twitter. It's one thing to tell your coworkers about Twitter being a microblogging social network that allows you to share things with the world in 140 characters, but it is something totally different to help them see that Twitter empowers its users with being able to share their stories as they are unfolding. In last night's episode of the Techlandia podcast, George Koros at G-C-O-U-R-O-S emphasized the importance of teachers and administrators sharing their stories with others via blogs and Twitter when asked what could be done to improve the reputation and public perception of educators in general. Stop being humble and share your successes were two points that George continually emphasized as he encouraged educators to get on Twitter themselves. But as they do, many new users will run into the problem of having no one to connect with. This initial dip in your journey to becoming a connected educator can lead you to the self-defeating mindset that as one person in a sea of millions, no one will either notice or care if you are on Twitter or not. That is why it is so important to create smaller networks for new users in your school or district to immediately become accountable to. Rather than pushing your grade-level partner to get on Twitter and start tweeting into the din, connect them with a smaller network that will not only notice that they have joined, but expect them to contribute to the conversation. This network might just be you. If you're lucky, you will have others who can help to welcome your new user too. Regardless of who it is that is there to tweet with, it is important to make sure that you engage each new user in conversations they will be accountable to. This might be done by tweeting to a common hashtag, such as a district or school hashtag. If neither of those exists, then create your own, having a place where each of you can go to and count on finding a conversation to be a part of will help to develop the sense of accountability and belonging. It will also serve as evidence of learning, which leads into the next point I would like to share. Again, this principle is courtesy of George Koros on Techlandia. It's an ethos that he stands by in his district that helps them define their relationship with Twitter and professional development. And it's that sharing is a part of learning, that you need to make part of the culture in your building. In other words, if you're not sharing, you're not really learning. And if all you are doing is teaching, then how are you ever going to understand how to help your students learn? There is no recipe for inspiring others to make Twitter a part of their regular professional development and personal learning. Even mandating it with a financial incentive for those who comply wouldn't get the job done. But the principles of storytelling, accountability, and creating a learner-centered environment are an effective way to get the ball moving, even if it is uphill. The important thing to remember is that eventually there will be a tipping point and the ball will move itself as you stand at the precipice and watch it roll. Whether you're looking for some great educators to connect your colleague with or to simply connect with yourself, here are a couple that make my PLN the enjoyable place that it is. Sydney Musselwhite at S-M-U-S-S-L-E is a teacher and budding technology trainer from Lubbock, Texas. With one glimpse of her Twitter profile pic, you will see that Sydney puts passion at the forefront of what she does with and for her students. She is a TLAP crew member that is sure to instill the pirate spirit in everyone she connects with on the Twitters, and that better be you. Tamara Dollar at T-A-M-R-A, Dollar, is a literacy instructional coach from Bedford, Texas. If you're looking to connect with someone who is in the know about data-driven instruction, then Tamara is your next follow on the Twitters. She also shares her confessions of a literacy coach at dollarliteracy.blogspot.com, where she recently blogged about creating global citizens in a digital age. Be sure to connect with Tamara and share some professional confessions of your own. What do I have to confess? I brush my teeth in the shower. And this has been another episode of Take 5, Professional Development in the Time You Will Save by Brushing Your Teeth in the Shower Too. Thanks for listening and tweeting out the link to this episode. Be sure to subscribe to Take 5 in the iTunes Store to receive new episodes delivered to you every weekday.